My name is Tyler Fornes, and I am one of the co-hosts of the Good, the Bad, and the Hungy AEW podcast here on the Voice of Wrestling Podcasting Network. We take a broad scope approach to the world of All Elite Wrestling and the entire universe of Tony Khan. We talk about the big matches, the big stars, the promos, the storylines, and we also look at it from a big picture perspective. How are things going to change over the course of the next 10 years with AEW still in the picture? How are companies like WWE going to adapt and adjust to AEW? Are they going to be a similar way like they did with WCW in the late 1990s? Will there be a counterpunch? We talk about all of that and more on The Good, The Bad, and The Hungy every week on the Voices of Wrestling Network.
This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
Wait a minute! Holy smokes! They're standing! It's Sting! He's here! Oh my God!
And welcome everyone to episode 36 of the 5-Star Match Game. I'm your humble host, Joe Gagne, and today we are paying tribute to someone who's wrapping up their career. Yes, the man called Sting. So this game is going to cover decades of different eras and companies in wrestling history. So you really need to know your stuff. And with that, we have a power-packed panel. Let's meet them. Up first, returning champion and someone who did a whole episode on Sting's themes on his own Music of the Match show, it is Andrew Rich. Andrew, how you doing?
Hey, Joe, it's good to be back here. Yeah, it's been a while, but it's good to be back. I am a little nervous about this one, just because there is just so much of a career to talk about. It's so much just ripe for trivia here. But I'll do my best, and I will do as the classic Sting theme went, I will do this, I will do that. So let's see how it goes.
That's all we can ask. All right, up second, also a returning champion. He covers Sting's escapades in latter-day WCW on the Days of Thunder podcast right here on the VOW Podcasting Network. It's Lee Malone. Lee, how you doing?
Hi, Joe. Happy to be here. Like Andrew just said, it's quite a lengthy career, so the questions may be quite difficult, but hey, at least I know what happened in 1997, 1998,
That's right.
1999.
That's, yep, you've got that on lockdown. You are ready. All right, last and never least, he covers TNA like no one else right here. The Voices of Wrestling first-time guest, Andrew Sinclair. Andrew, another Andrew. How you doing?
I'm excited to be here, very excited. Doing some prep for this, and I realized that Starrcade 97 was only 8 months after I was born. So there's a lot of stuff that I feel that is going to be a gray area, and I'm hoping that the TNA period can pull me through. So,
all right, well, we'll see.
Fingers crossed.
All right, we have 5 rounds of power-packed trivia, like I said, covering decades of pro wrestling history. So let us begin with round 1, your show of shows. For this round, I will give you a match or event from Sting's career. You tell me the show it took place on. This could be a pay-per-view, a specific television show, or a house show. So if I said Sting's last match, hopefully you would respond, Revolution. Everyone gets 5 questions. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Andrew Rich, you're up first. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, Sting wins his first NWA world title.
That would be the Great American Bash.
Great American Bash, 1990 is correct. All right, Lee, you get Sting wins his first WCW world title.
Was that also a Great American Bash?
No, that was Super Brawl. Super Brawl 2, he defeated Lex Luger. All right, Andrew Sinclair, you get Sting wins his second WCW world title.
I'm going to say Starrcade.
No, that's actually a house show. A house show in, England, I believe.
I think it was Dublin, wasn't it?
Oh, it might have been, yeah. It was an overseas house show.
I was at that one.
Oh, well, there you go. Guys, you didn't get that one. All right, Andrew Rich, back to you. Sting loses his first NWA title.
That was a house show.
That was a house show. That was the Meadowlands. He lost to Ric Flair in January 91. All right, Lee, you get Sting loses his first WCW world title.
Great American Bash.
That is correct. Great American Bash 92. All right, Andrew Sinclair, you get Sting makes his first WWE appearance.
So I know his first match was at WrestleMania. But he would have, I'm assuming he appeared on a Raw before then. So oh, Raw.
Actually, Survivor Series. He showed up at the end of that. Dolph Ziggler survived, and we thought they were going to do something with him for about a week. All right, Andrew Rich, back to you. Sting wins his first international world title.
Was that on like one of those, I'll just say like one of the WCW New Japan super shows in the Dome. I'll go with that.
That was actually Spring Stampede, I believe. 92.
Ah, okay.
All right, Lee, Sting wins his first U.S. title.
Was it Slamboree?
It was actually a house show in 1991 after Lex Luger had to give it up. Okay, Andrew Sinclair, back to you. You have Sting makes his first AEW appearance.
Winter is Coming 2020.
Winter is Coming. That is correct. Got the episode name and everything. All right, Andrew Rich, back to you. Sting pins Ric Flair for the first time.
I know it wasn't the draw, the clash. Would that be... I'll just take a wild guess. Oh, would that be Great American Bash?
Oh, Starrcade 89.
Oh, that was my second guess. Robinson. God darn it.
All right, Lee, back to you. Sting wins his only Observer match of the year.
Was it Clash of the Champions?
Clash of Champions is correct. The draw with Flair. Sting's only match of the year. All right, Andrew Sinclair. Sting tears his patella in 1990.
Oh, God. I watched this earlier. Oh, is it Halloween Havoc?
Oh, well, that was a Clash of the Champions in, I believe, January 1990. Trying to climb up the cage after the horseman kicked him out. Oh. Right, Andrew, your final question of this round. Sting has his debut AEW match.
That would be Revolution.
Revolution is correct. All right, Lee, Sting wins his second NWA title.
That would be TNA Bound for Glory.
Bound for Glory is correct. And Andrew Sinclair, your final one, Sting's final TNA match.
That was a TV show in 2014 when he lost to EC3.
Yes, on Impact, that is correct. Yeah. All right. So at the end of round one, Andrew, Rich, and Lee both have 3. Andrew Sinclair right behind with 2. As we head to round number 2, Partners in Crime. Lots of people have turned on Sting, but to turn on someone, first you have to partner up. This game, I'll give you a show or achievement. You tell me who Sting teamed up with. So if I said to win the AEW tag titles, you hopefully respond to Darby Allin. Everyone gets 5 questions. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Lee, you're up first. Are you ready?
I am. Let's go.
All right. To win the Crockett Cup.
Dusty Rhodes.
Oh, it's Lex Luger. Teamed up with. All right. Andrew Sinclair. To win his first WCW tag titles.
Lex Luger.
Lex Luger is correct. And Andrew Rich, to win his only TNA tag titles.
That would be Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle is correct. All right, Lee, his 1991 PWI match of the year.
With a partner. The Grey Muda.
Nope, also Lex Luger. Him and... against the Steiner brothers. Incredible match if you have never seen it. All right, Andrew Sinclair. There are two possible answers here. We just need one. One of two men Sting won the UWF tag titles with.
Okay, so I know one of them's Eddie Gilbert. And I think is one of the men in that Super Brawl match. Is it Rick Steiner?
You got both. That's correct. Only 1 point, but you got both.
Oh.
All right. Andrew Rich at Starrcade 1988.
Was it Magnum TA?
Oh, it was Dusty Rhodes.
Ah, another possible quest I was going to go with. All right.
All right, Lee, back to you. The 1991 Battle Bowl at Starrcade.
That was Abdullah the Butcher.
Abby is correct. All right, Andrew Sinclair, you got the 1992 Battle Bowl at Starrcade.
Oh, God. Firebreaker Chip.
Oh, if only. Steve Williams, very close in terms of presentation. All right, Andrew Rich, you get 1993 Battle Bowl pay-per-view.
So many Battle Bowls. I only knew the Butcher. I only knew that one. Was it? I know he teamed up with him later. I'm just gonna guess this guy. Was it Road Warrior Hawk?
Oh, it was SAG. So the Nasty Boys. Okay. These are tough ones.
I've a giant career. So you know.
All right, Lee. Back to you. You have a Great American Bash 1988.
Was it Nikita Koloff?
Nikita Koloff is correct. All right, Andrew Sinclair, you have Halloween Havoc 1995.
Oh, my God. I was going to say Luger, but I think that's wrong. Flair?
Flair is correct. This is where he turned on Sting for the umpteenth time. All right, Andrew Rich, you have Beach Blast 93.
I'll say Ricky Steamboat. No. I'll say Dustin Rhodes.
Oh, it was the Bulldog. That's what they main evented that pay-per-view.
All right.
All right, everyone's last questions. Lee, you have Starrcade 1993.
Was that Road Warrior Hawk?
Hawk is correct. All right. Andrew Sinclair, you have Halloween Havoc 1989.
That's the Thunderdome match. That's got to be Flair again.
Flair again is correct. All right, Andrew Rich, your final one, Uncensored, 1996.
Got to go with him. It's Lex Luger.
Oh, it's actually Booker T. This is where he had subbed in, because I think Luger was in the, whatever, triple cage.
Oh, tour. The cage. This is a tough round for me, man.
This is a tough round. Tough round. Man. All right, so at the end of two rounds, we have Lee and Andrew Sinclair, both with 6, and Andrew Rich right behind with 4. We head to our third round of List 'em and Learn. All right, for this game, I'll give you a category. Say, everyone Sting wrestled in TNA. Well, say there were 100 of them. Player 1 will say how many they can name off the top of their head, say 80, and then switches to player 2, who can either say they can name more or challenge player 1. If you say you can name more, it doesn't have to be an increase of 1. You can name as many as you like. And it goes back and forth until someone is challenged, at which point the challenge player has to name the correct number of names. Do so, you get 2 points. Make any error, your opponent gets 2 points. Everyone will get 2 questions with a chance to go first and also challenge. So, Andrew Rich, this is for you and Lee. And then I'm going to give you a choice. We have 2 questions. One is just WCW. One is kind of Jim Crockett and WCW. And one is AEW. And the one of the WCW one only has 23 names. And the Crockett at WCW 1 has, 34. So a big difference there.
I'll pick the AEW one.
All right, AEW has 25. So Sting has faced 25 men on AEW pay-per-view. How many can you name? Need a number.
I'll start with 10.
All right, 10. Lee, how do you respond?
I'll go 12.
Oh, 12. All right.
Let's go 15.
Oof, 15.
You said there's 25?
25.
I'll say 16.
16.
17.
17.
See, my problem here is I think Andrew can get 17, but I don't know if I can get 18. You know what? I'll challenge Andrew.
All right. We need 17 names Sting faced on AEW pay-per-view.
All right. If you hear me typing, I'm just typing out the names for my own sake, so...
All right.
Just be aware of that. All right. Pay-per-view only. Ricky Starks.
All right. Ricky Starks gives you 1.
Brian Cage.
Brian Cage gives you 2.
Scorpio Sky.
Oh, Scorpio Sky. I totally forgotten that. Gives you 3.
Ethan Page.
Page gives you 4.
Jeff Jarrett.
Jeff Jarrett gives you 5.
Jay Lethal.
Gives you 6.
El Phantasmo.
El Phantasmo, he remembers, gives you 7.
Matthew Jackson.
All right, Matt Jackson gives you 8.
Nicholas Jackson.
Of course, gives you 9. You're more than halfway there.
Yep. Andrade El Idolo.
That gives you 10. We're in double digits.
Matt Hardy.
Matt Hardy at Revolution 22 gives you 11.
Isaiah Cassidy.
And that gives you 12.
Chris Jericho.
Forbidden Door 23 gives you 13. We need 4 more.
Sammy Guevara.
Sammy gives you a 14.
Minoru Suzuki.
Gives you 15. We need 2 more.
Going backwards here, my head. Oh, Kinosuke Takeshita.
That gives you 16. We need 1 more.
One more would be Big Bill.
Big Bill. Close you out. 17. You are correct.
Woo.
Lee, do you think you could have done that, or are you happy with your decision?
I'm happy with my decision. I think I would have stumbled somewhere along the line.
Yes, names not mentioned were Brody King, Buddy Matthews, and Malachi Black, all at All Out 22. Christian at All In, along with Swerve Strickland, also All In. And Nick Wayne, Powerhouse Hobbs is at World's End, Luchasaurus, and I believe that is everyone. So a good job. All right, this is for Lee and Andrew Sinclair. So, Lee, which WCW one do you want? The one with 23 names or the one with 34?
Give me the one with 23, please.
23, all right. For you and Andrew Sinclair. In the 90s on pay-per-view, Sting was opposite 23 men in a War Games match. How many can you name? This does not include House Show War Games or that random one towards the end of Nitro. That this is pay-per-view only, so it was like 90, 91. It was 91, 92. I'm trying to think. It was not 94. I think it was 95, 96, 97, and 98, if memory serves. So, Lee, how many can you name?
I will say 10.
10 to start. All right, Andrew. How about you?
12.
Okay, 12. Back to you, Lee.
13.
13.
14.
14.
15.
Oof. It's escalating.
I feel like I'm in the same position Lee was before, where I'm reaching the limit of how many I know, but I don't think I've exhausted how many he knows. I'll go up one more, 16.
All right, 16.
I'll challenge Andrew to do 16.
Oh, no.
Oh, all right.
The bluff has backfired. okay. 16. Okay, 16. So I'll start with the one I've seen, which is 92. So that would be the Sting Squadron. So you'd have Arn Anderson.
That gives you 1.
Larry Zbyszko.
Larry Z gives you 2.
Rick Rude.
Rude gives you 3.
Steve Austin.
Austin gives you 4.
And... oh, who's the fifth man? Yeah, I'll come back to that. Pass. So that's 4. Flair.
Ric Flair, he was in 91. That gives you a 5.
Luger.
Actually, Sting was never opposite Lex Luger in a War Games match. That is 2 points to Lee. Let's see. Bobby Eaton was the fifth man in 1992. You were thinking of 91. It was Flair, Sid, Larry Z, and Barry Windham. Let's see. 95, it was the Dungeon of Doom of Meng, the Shark, the Butcher. Yeah, that was a real winner of a match. And who am I forgetting from that? Oh, Kamala. Yes, of course. Let's see. 96, it was... NWO, it was Hogan. Hall, Nash, and Fake Sting.
That's the one with Fake Sting. That's where I got confused.
Yep. And let's see. It was not 97. And then 98 was the total mess of one. It was Bret Hart, Dallas Page, The Warrior, Roddy Piper, Booker T. Oh, there's also 93 that was Sid and Vader and Harlem Heat at the time of Kane and Cole. Yes. So there we go. So 2 points to Lee. All right. So that leaves us with one final question for the Andrews. Let's see, Andrew Sinclair, you'll get to go first. All right. Sting faced 34 men at a Clash of the Champions. How many can you name? And we are not counting the dark match against Rip Morgan. So, Andrew, at Clash, 34 names. How many can you name?
I will start conservatively and say 10.
10. All right. Andrew Rich.
I cannot name 10. I can name a little bit less than that. So, God, name him.
All right. 10 names.
All right. Okay. Rick Rude.
Rick Rude. He was at like 5 clashes. That gives you 1.
Flair.
Flair, of course, famously at the first one. And also 27. Gives you 2.
I was going to say, I'm not going to get away with saying the Black Scorpion, am I? Because that's the same. Or would that count?
Yeah, that actually would count, yes. You did face him at a clash, so I will give you 3 for that.
Vader.
Vader, yep, at 3 clashes.
Booker T.
Booker T at Clash 33, that's correct. You're halfway there.
Stevie Ray.
Stevie Ray, of course, gives you 6. You need 4 more.
This is the weird, like, 3-way tag match that didn't have a finish. So that would be, who were the third team? Harlem Heat, Luger and Sting. This is where I came off that last time. Rick Steiner.
Rick Steiner gives you 7.
Okay, Scott Steiner.
That's 8. We need 2 more.
Johnny B. Bad.
That gives you 9. We need 1 more name.
Barry Windham.
Gives you 10. Oof, well done. Wow.
My clash knowledge is very low, admittedly, so I would not have probably not gotten a lot of them. So
I consider mine to be pretty good, and even I was like, huh, I did not remember this. So
names, I was going to say Steamboat, but did he team with Steamboat at one of them?
He teamed with him, I believe, on a clash or two, but never opposite. So good one to avoid that. But Arn Anderson... is that Clash 2? The Avalanche, the Kongs of Awesome Kong and King Kong. Let's see.
Not Bill that Pearl. Awesome Kong.
Not that
no,
awesome
not,
Kong.
No, not that one, no. Thankfully, and sadly, no. But let's see. Bobby Eaton, who's opposite. Bill Irwin, oddly enough. The Nasty Boys, Knobs and Sags. Butch Reed, The Butcher. Let's see. Dick Slater, The Great Muda. Jake Roberts. Kevin Sullivan, Kurosawa, or... Manabu Nakanishi, as we know him better. Meng, Nikita Koloff, Paul Orndorff, Ron Simmons, Sid Vicious, Steve Austin, Steve Regal, The Super Invader, and Tully Blanchard. So quite a cast of characters. But everyone ended up with 2 points that round. So Lee and Andrew Sinclair are both still tied in the lead with 8. Andrew right behind with 6 as we head to round 4 of What's the Stipulation? So for this game, I'll give you a match from Sting's career. You tell me the stipulation it was competed under. So if I said versus Hawk and Animal at Uncensored 1996, hopefully you respond Chicago Street Fight. Now, the match I give you may not have had a stipulation, in which case you can just respond none. If it's for, like, the WCW title, that doesn't count. We're looking for the unique stipulation the match would be competed under. So correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Everyone gets 5 questions. Andrew Sinclair, you're up first. Are you ready?
I am ready and raring to go.
All right, you get against Vader at Super Brawl 2.
Oh, God. I think that was a regular match.
Oh, that was the White Castle of Fear strap match.
No, no, okay.
All right, let's see. Andrew Rich, you have against Christian and Swerve at All Out 2023.
That would be a casket match.
Casket or coffin match?
Coffin match, yeah, either one, yeah.
I'll accept either. All right. Lee, you have against Mick Foley at a TNA pay-per-view in 2009.
Oh, none.
Oh, it was actually a cage match because it was locked down. I didn't want to say that because it kind of gave it away.
Okay.
All right, Andrew Sinclair, you have versus Nikita Koloff at Great American Bash 1991.
So I know they had a bunch of cage matches, but the last one was a cage. I'm going to say a Russian chain match.
Oh, Russian chain match is correct. All right, Andrew Rich, you have against Jake Roberts at Halloween Havoc 1992.
That would be spin the wheel, make the deal, the coal miner's glove match.
Oh, all correct. All right, Lee, you have against Big Bubba Rogers at Uncensored 1995.
Was that a loser goes to prison match?
If only. There was no stipulation. Incredibly, for Uncensored. I don't know why they didn't feel that way. Andrew Sinclair, back to you. You have versus Cactus Jack at Beach Blast 1992.
A street fight.
Oh, was False Count Anywhere. All right, Andrew Rich, you have versus Triple H at WrestleMania 31.
I know there was interference, but I don't. I'm going to say no stipulation on that.
Oh, it's actually no DQ.
I was leading that way. Ah, damn it.
All right, Lee, you have versus the Black Scorpion at Starrcade 1990.
Was that no stipulation?
Oh, that was in a cage.
Oh, for God's sake.
I think we're all working on the basis that a no stipulation will come up at some point.
All right, Andrew Sinclair, you have versus Hulk Hogan at Starrcade 1997.
Now, that is no stipulation.
That is no stipulation. That is
correct. We got him.
Okay, Andrew Rich, you have versus Vader at Great American Bash 1992.
Bash 92, I believe that was when he dropped the belt, so I'm going to say no stipulation.
No stipulation is correct.
Hey, all right, cool.
All right, Lee, you have versus Rick Steiner at Great American Bash 99.
I should remember, I just watched this.
I was going to say, this is your wheelhouse.
But it's also Rick Steiner, and I can't stand Rick Steiner.
I can't believe you for blocking that out.
I'm just going to say no stipulation.
Oh, well, that was the False Count Anywhere match, I believe Dogs attack Sting.
Oh, of course, yeah, that brilliant finish.
All right. Andrew Sinclair, your final question versus Abyss at Destination X 2007.
And my gut instinct is Barbed Wire Massacre, but I don't think he ever did one of them. So, I'm going to say a steel cage.
It was the last rights match.
Bloody Father James Mitchell.
All right, Andrew Rich, your final question versus Vampiro at Great American Bash 2000.
That would be the Human Torch match.
Human Torch match is correct. And Lee, your final question versus Lex Luger at Uncensored 2000.
That wasn't the Lumberjack with Cass match. That was before that, wasn't it? Yeah, I'm going to say Lumberjacks with Cass.
Lumberjacks with Cass is correct.
Just because I couldn't think of anything else.
Never say that. Okay, so we have Andrew Rich and Andrew Sinclair tied with 10. Lee right behind with 9. What drama as we head to our final game, the sprint. For this game, I'll ask each of you individually 10 fill-in-the-blank questions in a row. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Everyone gets 10 questions. If you do not know the answer, just guess. We don't go back. All right, Lee, you're in third place. You're up first. Are you ready?
I am. Let's go.
Sting wrestled blank on the first and last Nitros.
Ric Flair.
Ric Flair is correct. Blank portrayed NWO Sting.
Jeff Farmer.
Jeff Farmer is correct. At Genesis 2006, Abyss beat Sting for the TNA title via blank.
Disqualification.
DQ is correct. 1991, Cactus Jack and Abdullah attack Sting after coming out of blank.
A box.
Gift boxes is correct.
Yes.
Blank guest refereed the Thunderdome cage match at Halloween Havoc 1989.
I have no idea. George Foreman.
It was Bruno Sammartino. Sting defeated blank in the World Cup of Wrestling at Starrcade 1995.
Kensuke Sasaki.
Correct. Sting's autobiographical film was called Blank.
Sting?
No, moment of truth. Oh, in WCW, Sting started using Seek and Destroy by Blank as theme music.
Metallica.
Metallica is correct. Sting was saved by an unexpected appearance by Blank at Rampage Grand Slam 2022.
Oh, I've no idea.
Oh, it's Great Muta. Great Muta hobbled out.
Oh, of course, yes, yeah.
And finally, Sting was rescued at Capital Combat 1990 by Blank.
I remember that one. That was RoboCop.
RoboCop is absolutely correct. You got 7 correct answers in that round. Gives you a final score of 18. You are in the lead right now. All right. Does one of the Andrews want to go next since you are tied?
I'll go next.
Okay. Andrew Rich, you're up next. Are you ready?
Let's go.
I'll just say you need 8 to tie, 9 to take the lead out of Flea.
Oh, boy. All right.
All right. Sting captained the team of blank during the 1992 War Games.
Sting Squadron.
Sting Squadron is correct. Before becoming the Blade Runners, the future Sting and Ultimate Warrior used the team name of blank.
Skip.
No, it was Freedom Fighters. Yeah. Blank portrayed the fake Sting at Halloween Havoc 1990.
Barry Windham.
Barry Windham is correct. In TNA, Sting trapped Eric Bischoff in his office with a blank.
With a crow or a raven, you know.
A large bird is correct.
Those big black birds, yes.
At a clash, Nikita Koloff attacked Sting, and Sting was congratulating the winner of blank.
I don't know, Skip, unfortunately.
As a Sting lookalike contest.
Oh, okay.
Sting starred in a 2000 movie called Blank, where he was a cop investigating a murder in the fashion world.
Oh, I literally just saw this in the Days of Thunder Discord channel, in the VOW Discord. That was called The Real Reason, I believe.
Oh, it's Shutter Speed, I have.
That was the other movie.
Sting worked an All Japan tour in 1989 and wrestled Blank at Budokan Hall.
He wrestled All Japan. I'm going to say he wrestled Jumbo.
It was Dan Spivey. And the match someone gifted me for the VOW Christmas swap. All right. The only year Sting competed in World War III was blank.
That was 1995.
95 is correct. Sting had the worst match of the year by The Observer in 1995, wrestling blank in New Japan.
I'll say Great Muda.
It was Tony Palmora, whoever
that would be. Oh, right.
And your final question is Clash 13, the Black Scorpion blanked a fan right in front of Sting.
blinded?
No, turned into a tiger.
All right.
Did magic as Sting stood there. A riveting angle. All right, Andrew, you had 4 correct answers at that round. It gives you 14. Lee remains in the lead. So it comes down to you, Andrew Sinclair. Are you ready?
As ready as I'm going to be, yeah.
All right, you need 8 to tie, 9 to win. All right, here we go. Sting defeated Vader to win the blank tournament in 1992.
United States title tournament.
Oh, it was the King of Cable tournament. Halloween Havoc 1991, Sting competed in the awful blank match.
It's the one with El Gigante in it. It's some kind of cage. At War Games.
Oh, it's Chamber of Horrors match. All right, Sting had the worst match of the year by The Observer in 2011 versus blank in TNA.
Jeffrey Nero Hardy.
Hardy is correct. Sting guest starred in 4 episodes of blank in 1994, playing Adam Hammerhead McCall.
Emmerdale.
Thunder in Paradise. You're very close. 1990, Sting headed up a stable of babyfaces called the blank.
Oh, it's the one he used Forbidden Door. Dudes with Attitude.
Dudes with Attitudes is correct. Sting lost a longtime rival blank at Starrcade 1991 in the Tokyo Dome.
I don't know. But because you said he hobbled out on Rampage, I'm going to say the Great Muta.
Great Muta is correct. Blank was suspended in a cage during the Clash 1 match with Ric Flair.
Arn Anderson.
Oh, it was J.J. Dillon. Frank Trigg was responsible for Sting's nickname of Blank due to his owning a lot of property.
Selling Sunset.
Oh, Real Estate Steve. Jeff Jarrett defeated Sting in 2003 to merge the NWA and Blank titles.
Oh, what are they called? It's the one. Is it WWA or WWE?
Wrestling All Stars is correct. Oh. Actually, in a 1993 mini-movie, Sting saved Davey Boy Smith from blank.
Oh, God. I've seen this. I've seen this, and it's stupid. Isn't it? I'm trying to think of the politically correct term.
It was a little person planting a bomb on a boat. Yes, you are correct. And yes, this did happen. So that gives you 5 correct answers, ending you with 15, but not quite enough. Lee, you did it. You won the 5-star match game today.
Woo.
Hooray. Came from behind. Woo. What a job.
I don't want to be that guy, but I swear to God, if I had gotten Andrew's or Lee's questions there, I would have done a lot better.
It's funny. I was thinking the same thing.
Oh. That's how it goes. So great job by everyone. And of course, I always keep a tiebreaker in my hand just in case if everyone would like to play, as I will never get a chance to use this again. Give you a question, you just give me the number you think comes closest. And the question is, how many matches did Sting wrestle for Jim Crockett /WCW on pay-per-view? This is matches. So there were some shows he wrestled multiple times. All right. So we have Andrew Rich with 80. Lee with 135, Andrew Sinclair with 65. The correct answer is 88.
Hey, look at that.
Andrew, you came the closest, didn't even go over. So good job by you. You won the tiebreaker today.
Yeah, I had to think because, you know, the 80s and 90s were the days of, you know, 4 pay-per-views a year for a lot of those years. So I had to, like, not go overboard, really. And then there was, you know, the year and a half where he didn't wrestle on pay-per-view at all. So I had to kind of, you know, be a little conservative in that sense. But I was pretty damn close, so there you go.
Yeah, you certainly were. So, Lee, you are the winner. You get to plug whatever you choose right now. What do you got?
Well, I suppose I should plug that this week on my Patreon, patreon.com/WCWThunderPod, we will have a very special Sting AEW retrospective where we go through his entire AEW run. But also, obviously, I have the free show here on the Voice of Wrestling Podcast Network, Days of Thunder, where we go through every WCW Thunder from the beginning of 1998 all the way through to the end of the company. If you've not listened to us, we take a very kind of lighthearted and less than serious look at the dying days of WCW. As time has gone on, we've gotten more and more exasperated with just how terrible the company it is.
There is a lot more to come on that, for the worst is yet to come.
But also, I don't use Twitter anymore, so you won't find me on there. Obviously, the VOW Discord, where you have a Days of Thunder channel, which is where I do most of my posting these days.
All right. Andrew Rich, what do you have going on these days?
My usual podcast, Music of the Mat, it's on a little break right now, or a long break, I should say, just because I don't feel like doing it right now, so I'm not doing it. So that's that. But the whole archive is still available whenever you want on Apple and Spotify and places like that. And of course, I've had you on, Joe, before many times. Mm-hmm. I've had Leon, Andrew on before. It's a whole big barrel of fun. And there is a Sting episode 100, all about Sting's themes. So check that out. All my Voices of Wrestling writing is at voicesofwrestling.com, obviously. And likely I'm also off Twitter. My news resolution, just to get off that stupid app. My account is still active, so on the off chance, I check it every once every 8 months or whatever. If you want to DM me, I guess you can do that. But otherwise, you can find me in the VOW Discord. That's where I'm at these days. So shoot me a message on there. I'll see it a lot easier than it would on Twitter nowadays. So, that's it.
All right, Andrew Sinclair, what do you have going on?
So I've been taking a bit of a break from writing about wrestling, but for some reason, I'm back watching TNA. So I will be reviewing No Surrender for voiceofwrestling.com, so you can find that on there. I'm still on Twitter, unlike these other two wise gentlemen, but I'm very much a lurker, not a poster. So you can follow me if you want, but I'm not going to tweet anything. And even if I do, it's probably going to be about local non-league football, which no one's going to care about other than me. So you can follow me on there, or you can find me in the Voice of Wrestling Discord, where I'll usually chime in with irreverent drivel. So that's okay. That. A great plug for myself. But yeah, here we are.
All right. Thank you all. Great, great job today.
Joe, can I plug one more thing?
I suppose.
We will, Days of Thunder, myself and Dave, will be doing a live pre-show on YouTube for Revolution. We like to do a kind of like a pre-show for all the AEW pay-per-views, and obviously it being Sting's last pay-per-view, we hope to have a lot of people watching. So, yeah, if you'd like to check that out before the AEW pre-show really begins, we will be live on YouTube talking about the show and stuff like that.
Excellent. And I will just let everyone know the Five Star Match Game is a proud member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. If you'd like to make a one-time or recurring donation, please visit our Red Circle page. You can follow us on Twitter. We will never leave. At Five Star Match Game with the number 5. You can email us at fivestarmatchgame@gmail.com with the 5 spelled out. Our logo is designed by Rich Kraich, and the show may be edited for entertainment purposes. That'll do it. We'll be back pretty soon. Try to think. I have a couple ideas for the show. Keep an eye on Twitter for that, and also our Discord channel, the Voices of Wrestling Discord. Thank you so much to Andrew and Lee, and thank you, Sting. And we will catch up to you soon. Thanks for listening.
Hello everyone, my name is Taylor.
And I'm Kelly.
And we are the co-hosts of Jumping Bomb Audio, the number one show all about the world of Joshi Pro Wrestling. Episodes drop every other Monday where we discuss the biggest Joshi news, review shows, and preview the hottest upcoming Joshi action.
So whether you're a new fan or an old fan, we've got something here for you at Jumping Bomb Audio.
Check us out on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network.